Attention students, the Jabrona University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
I better be careful with these symbols. You never know what a symbol means these days.
I also like that Andy always wants us to give us the silent cue, but then he never does it.
Oh, I didn't even know it was happening. I didn't hear anything.
That's why it's silent.
Bitch, I'm a baller. You look like a turtle's kneecap. Is that like how you wanted me to come in?
Yeah. That's how you were going to come in, then absolutely.
Look like a turtle's kneecap.
You know, you get it.
Yeah, all scaly.
Somehow I feel like I do, you know? Somehow I feel like I do.
In need of some fucking Lubriderm.
Mm-hmm. Lubriderm. That's a crazy word.
Lubriderm CQ.
What was that?
You know, before this...
quality like control backwards.
Lotion?
Before this, control I didn't even quality. Realize that turtles had kneecaps, but now I'm thinking about it, and their little legs come out, and they have to, they go like that. Yeah, they have to have a kneecap.
That's right.
Holy shit.
You ever seen a turtle with a patella tendon?
They also have elbows.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah. Dude, I saw this turtle that once sprained his MCL. He was out for a good 3 seconds.
That's a hell of an injury. Yeah, you gotta
shelled up. That's a real thing, man.
Yeah.
It's hard out there in these streets for the turtles. Everybody thinks every turtle's a ninja turtle. That's just not the case.
Yeah, some turtles are just regular dude turtles. Like, I'm not a ninja, man. Like, stop bothering me.
Yeah, like, are all of us Navy SEALs? That's like what you would be saying about people.
I'm just a teenage turtle. Like, I don't. Yeah. I just play video games. Like I do fucking.
I'm a lawyer. I grew up and I became a lawyer. No. That's how I save the world. I don't have to kick and punch like some dipshit. Mm-hmm. I became a teenage mutant ninja lawyer. Wait, teenage mutant lawyer turtle.
Yeah, no ninja.
No ninja. See, you guys are messing me up.
Right.
With all your ninja talk.
Teenage Mutant Lawyer Turtles.
Preston Esquire. At your service.
He's good at contracts.
My sidekick,
does anybody need something signed today?
My sidekick is a stenographer turtle.
I'm also a notary public.
Oh, man. Shout out to the turts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out
to
the
crazy.
New Bomb Turds.
Dude, look right above my bun. You see the crease in Mac's pants?
Yeah.
Looks like a turtle head, kind of. You see, like, the mask?
It does. It looks like they're peeking out of the sewer lid. That's
crazy.
There.
I just noticed that. Damn.
Damn.
You know, listen to some Baby Tron. So this week's sweet rap is Baby Tron influenced.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little under the weather, so let's, you know,
hydrate.
Take a swig of water.
Yeah. Hydrate before raps. Okay. Well, we didn't know he was going to do that, but that's fine. Go ahead and mimic that too.
All right. You win the ballpark on your buns, you some shitty fans. Stand your ass up while you catch up Edward Glizzy hands. Took a break from your pad, you Tommy Callahan. You out of pocket, head to the shake joint in a minivan. Be looking through women, you a Clark Kent. You ain't camping, but you sure could pitch a tent. Head to the back with your bonus, you don't make no sense. You turn around, you a white receiver, Steve Lara gent. You head back to the crib, glittered up Mariah Carey. You shower up, you a sticky bandit, Marvin Harry. She asked where you were at the firehouse, Chuck and Larry. Next week you run it back, you lying like you bury. You up a creek just like your name was Pacey. You gotta kick the bad habit, Steve Lacey. She a detective and an artist, she Dick Tracing. Now you ducking her like your name was Daisy. I predict you get caught, you need to stop it. You gonna be disgraced, Jussie Smollett. You said you got touched by an angel, Lou Gossett. Now you dickless cause lady went Raina Bobbitt.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That was some legit Baby Tron, too. Those references were on point. You had the cadence down, the rhyme scheme. Damn.
Hey, man.
Damn.
It's hitting with bars, man.
Fucking A.
You know? Yeah. There were some doubles in there, too.
Even some quadruple entendres that
I... Up a creek like Pacey.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Woo! Take a break from your pad, you Tommy Callahan.
The Callahan. Yeah. Callahan break Auto Parts. Pad. Yeah. Pads, got it. Yeah. Holy
take
shit.
Take a break
from your right? pad.
Oh, man. EAK versus AKE.
Tommy right? Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my God.
Prime fucking wordplay.
Stand your ass up while you catch up, Edward Glizzy Hands. That was my favorite one.
Kind of like having sausage fingers, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2023. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing all 23, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's our Jordan year.
Right over Andy's shoulder.
That's right.
He's going to switch that jersey out every week.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. If you look, oh, my God. Look in the fold of that jersey. You see? Do you see how you can see
a I
turtle?
Do see it.
A turtle right there?
Yeah. No, I saw something else.
Oh.
Yeah,
I saw a dick.
I got a cat meowing.
I saw two dicks.
You saw a dick? Maybe it's Edward Glizzy Hands.
It could be. Actually, what I see is like a start of a really good drawing of like somebody wearing pajama pants, red pajama pants. And they got like a onesie thing kind of happening. And then like their head just gets lost in the sleeves.
Oh my God. Yeah, I swear to God, I just want to like ride that brainwave right there.
Prediction show. Well, last year, James, you get a steel card.
That's me.
Because you won.
That's right. What did I predict last year?
You predicted secession.
I predicted secession. I predicted the Golden State Warriors.
State Warriors, yeah.
Man.
I think that was it.
Okay, so that's all I had to do.
I didn't get any. Drew may have got one. I don't know.
Drew, did you get any?
I feel like I got something.
Yeah, you might have got one, but we
didn't
sucked.
I get best album?
You might have gotten
the
that
Doja
one,
Cat. Did she win?
I don't think she won.
Oh.
No. John Batiste won.
I have it right here. Okay. I have it right here. Let's see.
Nobody predicted that. That came out of left field, I felt like.
Yeah.
Drew, you had Doja Cat. You had Coda as Best Picture. Was that right? Was Coda?
I think that's what won, yeah.
That okay. might have won.
Coda won Best
that
Picture.
That might have won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you had the Loki TV show, Winston Duke's Thighs for People Magazine.
No doubt.
Poopy Susie was your Times Person of the Year.
Yeah,
she got robbed.
Yeah,
she did get robbed.
I think I even said she was gonna invent something. Like,
oh, never mind. Poopy Susie's still alive and kicking, right? It's just tippy.
Yeah, she's still alive. Yeah, just tippy. R.I.P.
Yep. Wait, did the Astros win too?
Yeah,
Astros did win.
So I got that too. Man, I got Golden State and the Astros.
Oh, see, yeah, you got three. Man.
James is pretty good at this game.
You slayed, homie.
This predictions game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sucked.
All right, let's try it again. You got another shot, Andy. So that's don't worry right. about it. Don't give up just yet.
You know, that's all right. That's what I say.
All right. What are we doing?
So right now.
I need to roll some balls.
James has to... No. Wait, did we reset? Like, how does that the carry?
Well, I think mine carried over because I got it in November or December even.
Okay.
I think so. If you're saying it didn't, then
I don't know. I know the original. You know, I know the originals end at the end of the year, but I don't know.
I think maybe we make a rule where if you get a steel card, you have the steel card forever.
Whoa!
You know what I mean?
Okay. So then you've
I'm
got
just gonna
because it's so them. Hard to get them though. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got. Them. Do you have two now?
I think
three.
I think I have two. I use one somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, you have two. Yeah, I've got two because I got the KA one. Because I got one to start this year. And then Drew's got one.
Yeah.
So 1-2-2.
Oh, Drew has one?
Yeah, we started in
New
Year.
All right, well, let's not do that thing where we get to keep them. Oh.
Well, no. I still get one.
I'm just kidding.
At least now you guys are both ahead of me.
Yeah.
Drew that.
So yeah, here we go.
We should do it. We should do a thing where it's almost like a pawn in chess, where if you can keep the one you get at the beginning of the year for a year, you get an extra bonus one the next year.
Yeah, but then that inspires us to not use it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we don't want.
What if
we smoke?
What if we say you can only carry a certain amount into the next year?
Ooh. Oh, it's like vacation days.
Yeah. Exactly. This must be how HR determines how to do these things. They just sit around.
I think
so. Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
They make a bunch of jokes about how not all turtles are ninjas, and then they're like, all right, so now let's get down to brass tacks here.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's get down to brass knuckles here.
Do
hey, we're not all ninjas.
Each other? Do you think people in HR offices slap each other just because they're like, what are we going to do, fire us?
Who are you going to call? HR?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, if you slap me and I slap you, who are we going to tell?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
maybe like they say a lot of bad words, too. They have like a bad word jar. And they'll be like, hey, Gloria, penis. And then she'll be like, you're so bad, Larry. And then Larry will just be like,
yeah. Who are you going to tell?
You know,
who are you going to call?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And Gloria's like, hey, guess what? Puss cum.
Did you say puss cum?
And then he fires her. He fires her on the spot.
Or Gloria, you're disgusting. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Larry Gloria.
Puscom.
Like, golly.
That might be my new favorite word.
They're such an HR duo.
I know. Oh, Larry and Gloria. At it again. Oh, man.
Gloria and her cum-filled pussy all the time. That's what everybody talks about at work.
Oh.
That's what the Puscom thing is.
Larry.
That's what the Puscom thing is. Everybody at work's talking about it.
I'm gonna draft round two of whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, we won't say our categories. We'll just we'll keep people guessing.
Wait a second.
What?
Wasn't this not for a steel card, but for a mulligan draft? Or did we stop doing that?
Oh, was it?
You might be right. You might be right.
So am I supposed to get a mulligan draft, not a steel card?
I guess we can. Oh, you know what? Dealer's choice. James, would you rather have a steel card or would you like to redo an old draft? I tell you what, we'll give you a week to think about it.
All right. Yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The week's up. Right. What are you going with?
When we draft fucking legends next week, you're gonna have to make a decision.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
I like that a lot.
Sounds good.
Also, we're doing fucking legends next week.
Yeah. Not legends that fuck. But
I mean, they probably did in their time.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them could be Pan. You don't know.
Yeah. Oh, also, are you guys jumping on Nerdicide this weekend?
That's the hope, but we will see.
So Saturday, maybe we'll be Saturday. Yeah, go check out Nerdicide on Instagram. We may be there.
Well,
Saturday.
Yeah, check the new messages.
Oh, did it change?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Cancel that. You know what? Everything I just said, forget about it. And
Just keep in tune to the Nerdicide.
Yeah. Shuffle that out of your head.
So it's not this weekend at all.
It is this weekend.
Oh.
Wait, it is?
It's just it might be Sunday.
If it's a Sunday.
Oh, if it's Sunday, Sunday, I can't do Sunday.
It's a no-go for me.
Yeah, we can't do Sunday.
All right, all right. Hey.
Why not?
All right. Courtney, you Justin. Work Monday? Oh, I don't know.
Wait, Vince? What?
Do you work on Monday?
Actually, no, I don't. Okay. I don't because it's Martin Luther
King
Day.
But I can because everything else I have is that day. So.
Well, everything else I have is that day, Drew.
Also, like, no. I'm a child. Or no, I have a child.
Why are you trying to take my thing away, Drew?
Yeah.
I want to have something that I can't
don't
do
take
it for.
My, don't take my thing, James. Yeah. Don't say that you have a child.
Plus, I have a kid.
See, I have a kid, too.
Yeah. Hey, man. You guys can't take my thing.
I actually have to go to a baby shower next weekend. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Gross,
for
man.
My
You're
going
to watch a baby take a shower?
Yeah. It's going to be so... What's even weirder is it's still in the womb.
Oh, my God. So how does that work? You just like... Lift your legs up in the air and then turn on the sprayer. Dang,
is
that's
on,
crazy, man.
Is it on like a the baby
Talk about
scanner
a bloody
thing?
Show.
Jeez, you know. Hey, how does a baby get wetter? By a shower or through an orgasm?
What the fuck?
These are the questions we will ask this year. Hopefully, have an answer for it.
All right. All right, moving on. Here, like
I want to start writing down these questions and revisiting them.
No. The whole
hey, guys. Remember a month ago when Andy said this? You guys have an answer yet?
I did a little research.
Yeah.
Correct
you know,
the books.
Hey, some of these stupid questions are super smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these stupid questions are really smart.
Oh, man. Well, Drew, where could the people find us while James gets the order?
I already got the order, like, hours ago.
Oh, jabroniu.com. You can find all the shows on the Jabroni U Network, like Why Do We Ever Meet.
Hey, fuck it. That's enough.
Yeah,
all right.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's enough. All right. Here we go.
Although, shout out New Jabroni Pro Wrestling. They just dropped their Wrestle Kingdom review. It was.
Oh, yeah. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's one of the highlights of the year for them, so.
No doubt.
So here we go. The balls have dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the order is chosen. Andy, your first pick. Drew, your second pick. I'm third.
Oh, that's actually ADJ. Not good.
Why is that
that's
not good?
That's actually not good.
Why?
In this draft, you want the wraparound. You want the Courtney rule.
Why is that?
Oh, for honorables?
Yeah.
Oh. That's true. You're right.
Damn it.
But I think we're one extra, so it might end up dropping to you as the honorables.
We'll see.
The first honorables pick.
All right. first category.
Yeah.
The Grammys. Album of the year. We've got all of the candidates here. For some of the categories, we don't, but... should I read off all the candidates or should we just?
No, just make your pick.
Just make your pick.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. Look, man, this was a banger album. This was in my top 20 albums of the year. But the Grammys, loves this person. So I'm going to go with, Queen Bee going to go Beyonce Renaissance. Grammys loves Beyonce. So the album was actually very damn good too. Like I definitely enjoyed it. Like I said, in my top 20, not necessarily in my top 10, but yeah, it's a banger.
This is kind of filled with a bunch of people that like, you know,
that is
true. Very Grammy picks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. There's only a couple I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit surprised by it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know what? I didn't even mark your thing. So whenever you're ready, we can just go to the next one. But I didn't even pop the.
That's okay. Cork Break My Soul. Really fuck with that song. Alien Superstar. That one's badass. Cuff It. There's some good ones on this album for sure. She pushed the boundaries. I like it.
So is this record of the year?
This is album of the year. Record album of the year. Whatever you want to call it. I have the whole list.
Is album song and record is full record? Or is record song and album is full album?
Song is song. Record is album.
Record is album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, I don't know why, but it says Break My Soul for Beyonce.
Maybe record is song.
Album. Yeah, record is song.
Oh.
It must be song of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Because I wrote down the wrong names, and I was about to sound dumb.
Yeah, Break My Soul was in my top 20 songs as well, so.
Yeah.
There we go. Gotcha. Who's up next?
Me.
I think it's Drew.
Also, this album cover by Queen Bee is pretty fire if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
Let's see. Maybe I have. I just don't remember.
You'll probably recognize it as soon as you see it.
I'm going to go.
Oh, with... I did see it. It is fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Miss Lizzo.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. It's I feel like time. She's had a lot of buzz this year.
What's the name of her album?
Special.
Special.
Yeah. Are you saying that it's about damn time she won?
I think so.
You think it's Lizzo's year?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that song slaps too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about her this year, and I think, I don't know, everybody else just whatever.
Wow, everybody else whatever, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Remember that, y'all, when I'm fucking bringing in this, when it goes to Beyonce.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. She's got some fire-ass song names on here, though. Yeah. Birthday Girl, Coldplay, who's also nominated, but she has a song called that.
Yeah.
Break Up Twice, Everybody's Gay, I Love You, Bitch. Like, some fire names.
Love you, bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
We should normalize saying I love you, bitch, to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing it.
Love you, bitch.
When I sign off on the little life story things, I'm just going to say that from now on.
Whenever
I like it.
Whenever the cashier hands me my change, I'm going to say, love you, bitch, from now on.
Yeah. She's going to be like, excuse me? And then you're going to be like, what are you, not a Lizzo fan?
He's going to be like, what?
You know, like when the cop is leaving my window after writing me a ticket, I'm going to say, love you, bitch. And then I'm going to drive away, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
When I'm going to the library to pretend like I'm checking out a book, but I just leave it at the counter and they're like, sir, do you have a card? I'm just going to say, love you, bitch, and walk away.
I feel like, love you, bitch could get you out of like a lot of stuff. I feel like.
Why did this guy spend 30 minutes in the library looking for this one specific book to put it here just to walk away and say, love you, bitch?
I'm going to go to Golden Corral. I'm going to dip my hand into the vat of mashed potatoes. I'm going to pull out a big handful of mashed potatoes and just start eating it. When somebody runs over and says, hey, you didn't pay for that, I'm going to say, love you, bitch. And I'm just going to walk out eating mashed potatoes right out of my hand. You know? I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I think this has the possibility to get out of a lot of stuff.
I think it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. All right. Love you, bitch. It's my turn now, so I'm going to go with Harry Styles, Harry's House.
Oh, that's a banger.
Yeah.
As It was probably like the most played song of the year on like pop radio or whatever.
Yeah, and I think
I liked this.
Harry, this is like his second album, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So like, you know, he's not like a newcomer. He knows what's up, and he popped off big on his second attempt too. So Harry's here to stay, you know?
I like the song that's like, whose house?
Harry's house. Yeah, I like that one too, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. My favorite on the album is actually probably Music for a Sushi Restaurant. That one kind of slaps. Why don't we play a little bit? Whatever.
Okay.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, I like this. Old Harry Styles. I'm a Zayn guy personally, but like, I like Harry.
I like the song where he talks about how he keeps his penis Harry Styles. I can't even say it without laughing.
Harry's Styled.
Harry's House. I don't know why it's not letting up, but nothing. Here it is, finally.
Yeah, I like the album on this one too. Like the furniture upside down.
Yeah.
And he's wearing, I don't know what the fuck
he's
wearing.
It's like he's wearing his mom's outfit from the 70s.
Or the 60s. Or like some early 2000s garb.
And you want Music from a Sushi Restaurant. All right.
Music for a Sushi Restaurant. Yeah, I like this one.
Oh, it's for us, not even from.
Mm-mm. It's for it, yeah. They're not providing us with
this. Yeah, this is what you hear when going to a sushi restaurant.
Exactly.
Sushi restaurant time. Green eyes, fried rice, I could cook an egg on you. Late night, game time, coffee on the stove. Your sweet ice cream, but you could use a flake or two. Blue bubble gum, twist it every time. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. That's why I picked it as album of the year.
There you go.
You know? Boom.
Whose house?
Harry's penis.
House. No doubt.
All right. Here we go. Back to me. And I'm going to go... We're doing best movie now. Oscars. Best movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I should have said that.
We're switching to Oscars. Best movie.
And there is no nominations yet.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing.
This is us just kind of
guessing.
Reaching into the stegosphere.
Yeah.
That's a place.
It is.
And grabbing something out.
Let me ask you guys this. Does Tom Cruise have an Oscar?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Does he not?
He doesn't, I don't think.
Mm-mm. Really?
Well.
Are you for real?
I'll tell you what. I think I'm going gimmick overall right now. And I think that maybe Top Gun Maverick is the moment where you could give Tom Cruise an Oscar just based off of like.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if this is his first nomination.
Yeah. Popular. It's very well received.
He's not won, but he's been nominated for three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like
Eyes Wide Shut,
wasn't he?
What was it?
Let's see.
Was Ghost Protocol like one of them?
I don't know.
Born on the 4th of July in 1990.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good movie, too.
Jerry Maguire and Magnolia.
I should have known Jerry Maguire.
Those all make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so I just think that it's one of his classic characters. It was so well received. It made like over $1 billion fucking dollars. And Oscars like
people
that.
People said this helped kind of revive the movie theaters in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I
guess the thing I'm so surprised about, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet.
I have not. No, and I really
there
want
is
to.
So many people that have this like not only like in their top 10, not only in their top 5, but I saw a bunch of like movie reviewers and stuff that I watch on like YouTube and stuff that had this number 1 overall.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody I talked to,
I was surprised.
Yeah. Everybody I talked to says this movie is fucking bomb as hell.
It's great. It's so much better than the original. I just happened to have it like in my top 15. Okay. I was surprised that people had it so high.
Yeah.
This is not the type of movie that I would think normally people would be like, you know.
That's why I think
number this, one of the year.
I feel like the Oscars could see this as a gimmicky opportunity.
Yeah.
To not to say
like,
that Tom kind of
like a lifetime achievement.
Yeah. Not to say know, he doesn't deserve it. Tom Cruise is the fucking man, truthfully, like when it comes to movies. He's not the fucking man when it comes to like everyday life.
Yeah. But, I do think he picked this movie up and put it on his back and carried it, though.
Fuck yeah. And the,
I will say that.
The fact that he flew the planes on his own and shit, and like, god damn, Tom Cruise is fucking crazy. He really thinks Xenu's protecting him. Like, he's out there.
He definitely is out there. But, it's a great movie. I totally could see them giving him the award, like you said, kind of like one of a, you know, he's had a few cracks at it, and, you know, this could be the year that this type of movie wins.
Right.
You know? So, I like it. I like it. I like it.
Okay. That's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. I have not seen this movie, but the title alone tells me that it's going to win. And I'm going to go The Banshees of Inisherin.
I have seen this one as well.
Yeah.
yeah. Old it's, Colin. Puts
it's not
on
The Banshees of Irishmen?
No. Inisherin or something like that.
Inisherin.
It's basically a movie where two guys are in this, like, it's scenically beautiful, but they're in this, like, weird-ass, like, town or whatever, and one of the guys just decides that he doesn't want to be friends with the other guy anymore. Mm. Like, just on the spur of the moment, it's like, I don't like you anymore.
Oh,
and then
really?
Colin Farrell's character is, like, trying to figure out, like, well, why don't you like me anymore? And there's, like, not many people in this town and all that kind of stuff. It's it's one of those ones that I could totally see. He acted the hell out of it, and I could totally see like it being a awards darling. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good, but I, again, one of those ones I'm like, yeah, I don't fully get it, you know? Yeah. But It's the Oscars. It's totally up their alley in terms of, you know, their type of movie. Yeah.
Oscar bait.
Yeah. Dialogue, a little slow, shot well, incredibly well acted. It's just slow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You hear that, Wes? He's not there yet. You got some work to do.
Well, we'll see if Wes drafts this in his in his 7 movies or not.
Yeah. 8.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come around. You know.
When I come around,
you'll know where I'll be found.
I'm torn here. I'm torn here. You know what? I'm not torn here. Here's what I'm gonna do. I had a little bit of like. Why did I do that last week after we went through the movies and I picked
Why
Glass
did I
Onion?
Ever do that?
Yeah.
Well, because you're picking your favorites, bro.
I, you know, and I was, except for the fact that I think it's because I just saw it. So I got a little hype. But the more I like thought about it and thought about it, the more I felt like this should be the movie of the year. And this is also the one that I'm going to take for the Oscars. And I'm going to go RRR.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
you pick the duo or whatever.
I did do that. Yeah. I think this is the type of movie like where, it's gonna be like heralded very well by like all the critics and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And also, I don't think an Indian movie has ever won, has it? So maybe, this would be kind of.
What about
Slumdog?
Slumdog Millionaire. Didn't that win an Oscar?
Damn, you might have plugged a or poked a hole in my plug.
Let's see.
My plug is plastic.
Yeah, Slumdog Millionaire won Best Picture 2009.
Sorry,
dude.
And didn't that Ang Lee movie win? Or no? Life of Pi?
Life of Pi may have won,
is that
too.
The one with the tiger?
Yeah.
And the like water?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is like true Bollywood type shit, right? So nothing like this has won. And I think they like doing things for the first time as well, right?
Yeah.
And this could be that first like Bollywood type of movie that has the credentials, has the enjoyability, has the critic acclaim, has the performances. So I totally could see, you know, this kind of being this year's,
Dude, you know, there's no reason that another Indian movie can't win. You know what I mean? And also,
by the way, if you haven't seen it, you guys need to see this. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, I want to. Life of Pi, it looks like it won like best screenplay, best director, but it didn't win best picture.
Okay.
But anyway, so I mean, you know, I think you still have a good option there. You ready for your next?
Okay, yeah. The next one is Kids' Choice Movie of the Year. So you have to get into a different space to figure out what are they like versus what are they like, you know?
Oh, I see. Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Exactly.
So what's the best film of the year?
Do you want me to read these candidates off or
it's
just
the picture? No, just pick, man. We don't need to. We don't need to tell people.
If people want to know, they can go look it up.
What do you mean?
Like,
there's no nominees. We're just guessing.
That's true. This is the Kids' Choice Movie of the Year.
Yeah.
So with the Kids' Choice Movie of the Year, I think I'm gonna go with I like people that go fast, and I like things that are blue. I don't like that mean Jim Carrey guy, so I'm going to go Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Okay.
Yeah, that movie bangs, though.
Can you get your dad back on the podcast?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay, cool.
That movie slaps. Little dude liked it. I liked it. We watched it probably about 20 times.
Okay.
I didn't get bored with it.
Who's seen it more?
You were a little guy.
Little dude.
Okay. All right.
Because there was some times where I'm like, okay, we're watching this again.
Yeah.
Where I would just put something on my phone.
So little
fella's
seen it more then.
Yeah.
Little sport.
Yeah. Little sport.
Yeah. Little sport's seen it more. So, yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Kids' Choice Movie of the Year.
All right.
The fucking Blue Ranger.
Hey, man.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Drew. What's your kid's choice?
Both
movie
of them slap too. Sonic and Sonic 2.
Sonic
both
the
slap.
Hedgehog, Drew.
I saw the first one. I liked it,
dude. And the second one, Idris Elba.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Does he play Tails?
He plays. No. He plays the Red Sonic, dude.
Oh, okay. What's his?
I don't know why I'm blanking.
Name? He's got guns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I never fucked with him too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Knuckles. Fucking
Knuckles.
Yeah,
he plays Knuckles. Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Yeah. All right.
He was not nice.
All right, Sonic the Hedgehog, Drew, crack your knuckles and tell us what's next. That was a really good segue.
Knuckle up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with
that. I'm
going
to go with Blue's Big City Adventure.
Classic.
Yeah.
Blue's
back. Like, he came back. Big fucking renaissance this year.
This is Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
Did the guy commit suicide, though? Didn't the guy, like, die?
Oh, well, I mean, he was in this movie.
I think that's a Mandela effect.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that's what you call it, but it's. I think it's one of those.
I also couldn't tell you if this is the original guy.
Yeah, is it?
I don't know either.
I think Blue's Clues happened like right after we would have started watching that stuff, you know?
Yeah, we need Blue to give us a clue on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to look at everybody's penis and see which one is the color blue.
I want to just start. I want to get a bunch of those like print stickers and just start throwing it all over shit, like at work and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? It's a clue. Let me get my notebook.
Oh man!
Giant notepad thing. Big spirals.
Yeah.
You're smart on this too, because Blue's Big City Adventure dropped on Paramount Plus November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't remember things from like way back. Plus, so they might have forgot about Sonic 2, and they're on this new wave of blues.
Yeah, it's Nickelodeon. There's no way they're fucking picking one of these Disney movies.
But didn't Disney have some shows on Nickelodeon? Like, wasn't like Tailspin on Nickelodeon? Is that crazy? Am I crazy to think that? Because I didn't have
it was on both things. Well, it was
like
on ABC.
Tailspin was on like ABC.
It was on one Saturday
on ABC
morning, right?
Saturday morning, I guess.
Which a lot of those were Disney.
We'll be right.
I feel like they played like replays or reruns.
I used to love the one where they would like all bend down and then their heads would switch and they'd come up with different heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, those after these messages, little things were amazing back
Hell
in the
yeah.
day. Like, I would look forward to them, you know? Yeah. And the commercials were bangers back then, too. So, that like, yeah, you could watch the whole 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah, man.
Crossfire! That's right.
All right, well, over to me now. I'm going to go with the exact opposite of what Drew said, and I'm going to pick a Disney movie, show, whatever, and I'm going Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Dude. This movie was fucking awesome.
I heard that it was like super funny.
Yeah, it was one I wish I never watched, and I always wanted to see it. I think I will. It'll be definitely one that I cross off before March.
Yeah, the thing about this is this had so many like cameos and stuff, but John Mulaney played Chip, Andy Samberg played Dale. So like already that's a win right there. And then, like, Seth Rogen's in there. Kiva's in there at some point. There's a lot of, like, nods to previous things. You know who fucking shows up in this movie for, like, a brief second?
Who?
Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's
Damn,
right.
Damn, that's right up your alley.
Damn, dude.
I know.
You gotta...
I know.
Andy, you gotta fucking... You got a little bit of your childhood back.
I did. I felt a little bit vindicated that somebody else was like, you know what?
If only Darkwing would have showed up, you know, like it would have just been like a maybe jizz fest.
Good. All over. But
you would have so much puss cum.
Oh, God. Fucking Gloria, man.
Yeah, I know.
She's as raunchy as it gets.
Fair. It's like when teachers go out on a Friday night, you know, they're just not used to. Grown-ups and they just don't know how to act. It's like
they don't
swearing, and it's like, come on, Gloria.
It's always
she
nice.
Gets one glass of Pinot in her.
Exactly.
It's always nice
she wants all the peens.
Yeah. I'd have Pinot Grigio. How about I get some penis gringo? You know, that's what she's saying.
Or like, she wants some Pinot Noir, if you know what I mean.
Oh, she wants it like artistic.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Noir.
It's like
she's gone black. Can't go back.
All right, so for my next pick. This is best TV drama from the Emmys.
We get some penis noir. Oh.
And this also isn't available yet. We don't know what the nominees are. Uh-huh. So no. It's up to me to determine what the nominees are.
Yeah.
And even though I haven't watched it yet, you have to know it's good. And I'm going to go House of the Dragon.
Oh, man. You took Drew's. Hode.
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 Rock.
I'm sure I had, you know, I mean, it's this is a strategy, you know. Got to do what you got to do.
Hey, it worked for you last year.
Yeah.
In the same category.
That's right.
So.
Game of Thrones. Broken. As much as I loved Game of Thrones, that ending threw me, and it's making me slow to adopt the viewing of this show. But I'm sure that I will eventually.
Everybody says it makes up for it. So.
Well, I hope so. That ending sucked in the first one. I don't give a fuck what people say or if that makes me sound shitty or what.
Yeah. I think I'm the only apologist out there left.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I respect that, Drew.
You know, it's like, don't make me fall in love with characters and then just for no willy-nilly reason make that character snap. You know what I mean?
I'll say this.
Was it willy-nilly?
It was very willy-nilly. It was out of fucking nowhere. It was left field, baby.
That's where willy-nilly plays.
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, but he's a gold glover.
Yeah. I don't know. It's important.
You can't just
to know.
Be shitting on willy-nilly.
You got to learn how to catch. You got to learn how to throw.
Oh, willy-nilly. That's what they say when he catches a ball.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah. But whoa, like.
Willy-nilly.
That's right.
Along the banks of the Olin Townji.
Oh, God. You just got me. Woo! My goodness, that was good. Can I get another one, please?
That's all I can say from him.
Just do it again. I don't care.
Along the banks of the Olin Tangi.
Oh, my God. Woo! Yeah. Keith Jackson, one of the greatest voices of all time.
Just because I know that's where the shoe is. So.
Yeah. That is incredible. That's up there with my Robin Leach. You know?
It's Brett Musburger. I miss, I always like listening to him.
Andy's so erect right now.
Dude.
Yeah, but you got Gus Jackson.
Oh, God. Gus Johnson is amazing.
Johnson. Jackson. Jesus, I just said
him. Oh, God. Yeah. I can listen to any game he calls. I know. It doesn't matter what it is. I just love listening to him.
Oh. James Bryanton.
That's right.
Oh man! Oh God! Oh, yeah. You're getting me so excited. Like certain voices just do it for me, you know.
Oh, I know. Ooh. I heard fucking Morrow
a
few weeks ago, and I was just like, God, I miss him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, dude, we could hear him.
Triller or whatever he does now.
Yeah, the tapings that we went to when we went to NXT. Like, you could hear him in certain parts from the desk where we were.
Yeah.
Over the crowd. It was incredible.
And we were a good 30 yards away.
Yeah.
And you got that picture with him where it looks like you guys are actually talking about something, but really it's just like you guys are, like, passing each other. Looks like you guys are having a really important conversation. You could show that to Mauro and be like, yeah, don't you remember when you met me right here? I told you my whole life story, man.
Oh, nothing like a good voice. I don't even. Oh, I was gonna say this: House of Dragon.
Yeah,
one of the coolest, whatever you call it when you just call it by the initials. Yeah. One of the dopest, initial TV shows there is.
H-O-T-D?
H-O-D is fire.
Okay.
It's hot D, bro.
Dude. Yeah, hot D. It's just... Yeah.
Also, Andy, you should watch it because I forgot to mention this when I said... Because this was a this is a very memeable moment from this season. There was the girl, not the one I picked, but the other one. There's a scene in there.
Olivia Cook?
Yeah, where there's a certain you know, fetish that gets highlighted.
Okay, okay. All right.
Hanging from the fan.
Oh
yeah,
spam.
Okay.
Okay. we never do. We gotta get that one going too. Sex positions.
Yeah. 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 We gotta get Andy on.
That's right. All right, Drew, you're up. Give us your best TV drama.
All right. I'm gonna go with. There's one out there, but I haven't watched it yet, and. I don't know. Even though I should probably pick it because I feel like it's a very good... I'm going to go with one that's also up there, and I think it's going to get... It's a just a little bit heightened, and I'm going to go with a little king and queen drama too, but I'm going to go The Crown.
I think
with, you know, the events of real life this past year and everything else, and this is the season where they really get into the Princess Di stuff.
Princess died.
Yeah, it's not, well, it doesn't get to that yet. That'll be next season, but.
No, I was making like a wordplay thing.
I know. but yeah,
I know.
It's very good.
I know, I was ignoring it.
It gets into the divorce. So.
Who's she divorced from?
King Charles. Now King Charles.
Is he dead?
No.
No, he's now
not
the
king.
Not yet. Oh, okay.
King Charles III.
They go into Queen Elizabeth. I always envisioned Queen Elizabeth, like behind the scenes, as like a Betty White type.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Well, they both are.
Yeah.
But like I envisioned, and I think part of it was because of Naked Gun.
I always picture her as more of an Angela Lansbury type.
Oh, yeah, you thought she got touched by an angel?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I really like it.
Do you? oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, go ahead and give us your best TV drama. Don't say
you know
it
what?
For your mama.
Andy's stick together, you know?
Yeah.
So... This is one Andy showing another Andy love, because that Andy brought to attention to all of us a little show called The White Lotus.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that is what I'm going to pick is The White Lotus.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's about damn time that you know, something that's got a little bit more of the comedy element, even though obviously it's got all the drama, wins over something like Hot D, Severance, The Crown.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say The White Lotus.
Yeah. Severance was my other pick. I just was like, I haven't seen it, so I can't really speak to it. So,
yeah.
I was going to take Severance if you had taken House of the Dragon before me.
Yeah.
Damn, so maybe I should have, but I'm going with the heart, you know.
Severance is a show I actually
2020
watched.
2020 to you, man.
Yeah.
That's right. 2020 me.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Got to go with your heart this year. Your heart.
Who is that? It's a hell of a song.
That's a good song.
What was it?
Just listen to your heart.
Oh,
and it's calling for you. I don't know where you're going. I don't know why. Listen to your heart.
Oh, Roxette.
It tells you goodbye.
That's how Roxy got her name.
I feel like I'm messing up those lyrics, but it's close. Very close.
I think you're close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, 1988 banger. Listen to Your Heart by Roxette.
Close enough for government work.
All right, Andy, what's people's sexiest man going to be?
Oh, man. Okay. I wanted to go somewhere where it's relevant. Although, like, how many movies did Chris Evans have pop off and he won it, right?
True.
Did he have any?
I don't know. Captain America?
Yeah, Lights but that out. Didn't come out.
By the time he won it?
Yeah, when he won it last year.
Oh, you mean
year.
This year.
Yeah. This year.
Last year. Oh, he won?
But he did have, like, he had The Gray Man, which was a popular movie.
That's,
you know,
That's true. He had something. So I feel like it's got to be something where somebody is, like, popping off doing something, right?
Yeah.
So let's go with a dude that is jacked. We're talking about a Diesel. He's got abs for days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This dude's got a few movies that are dropping. Magazine Dreams, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Creed 3. I'm going with the jacked up Diesel, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. Dude, plus he's going to be... like he's Kang or whatever, but dude, he looks like a fucking monster in Creed.
He does.
Who the hell is Jonathan Majors?
When I saw that trailer, I was like, holy shit.
Apparently, I know this guy. He's jacked.
Oh yeah, watch, like, look at the Creed 3 trailer.
Oh, let me just put this in the chat.
Man, what
this is the
good
opposite
pick,
of
Andy.
Last week.
What a good fucking piss.
Yeah, I like this guy. I love Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, dude, he was in The Five Bloods.
Yeah.
Click on the pick I just sent. Let's try not to get too aroused.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I still have
no promises.
Dude, he's got those patented thighs that I like, you know?
Good Lord!
Right?
Damn. He's like fucking 80s jacked.
Yeah. Right. He's like 1989 Mike Tyson jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Damn. You're right. You're absolutely right. Good pick.
Yeah.
I never closed the picture of Millie, so I'm just going to leave that up.
Yeah, leave this one up, too. You know? I don't see why not. All but right. Yeah. This is my pick.
All right, Drew, who do you think is going to be sexier than that?
I think somebody else who has a couple movies popping off this year, too. I just can't remember what they are right now, but I know he's got them coming. And I'm going, and who also is jacked. And that's fucking Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Has he never won?
I don't know.
God, what a beautiful man.
Yeah.
If you've won, can you not win again?
You could.
Yeah, you can win again. Yeah.
He's very well deserving. The interesting thing is, I think he looks better, not as jacked as he is for the Von Erich movie.
Yeah.
But more like Efron Baywatch, you know?
Yeah.
Efron Neighbors. I feel like that's the better looking Efron. Mm-hmm. But the ladies love the muscles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the muscles is like baseball's long ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like Drew's long ball. It's like baseball's long ball.
No, it's a little different than Drew's.
Yeah.
Mine,
mine goes further.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but Zac Efron has become, like, one of the most likable dudes to me.
Oh, he's a good dude. I think he's cool.
Yeah, and he's obviously got the... I want to watch it, The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that
on
came
Apple
out
TV,
last
right?
year. Yeah, I want to see that. And then Down to Earth with Zac Efron, still a banger of a show on Netflix. But
all right,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. I guess it's already out, but like, yeah, that's where he like goes around like to all these like environmental kind of places, right?
Yeah.
It seems so really interesting. Kind of remind me of like when the GZA had that show. Mm. He'd go around like very like Bill Nighy.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is super cool. Like I want to go to a couple places because like when he visited them, I was just like, yeah, I want to go there too. And I think it was just because like I was like, well, Zach went there, you know.
Yeah.
He said he's kind of a man crush for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Damn.
All right. A
couple sexy beasts off the board.
Well, we're over to me now. And I got some, I did a little thinking about this as well. And I kind of went down the same road that Andy did where, you know, the person has to have something popping off, something that's going to make them look in the sexy light. You know what I mean? Get a little glimmer on those abs. You know what I mean?
A little bit of wetness.
Okay, plus, Zac Efron's going to be in My Lonely Lone Star.
Shut up about Zac Efron. I'm on my pick. Wow. I'm just kidding. But
I wish you were on his dick.
So,
pick. My bad.
First off, fuck Zac Efron. Let's get that in people's minds. Screw Zac Efron.
Love him.
And now we're moving on to a better pick. So, for my pick, this guy is about to play one of every girl's first love. Every single girl's first love is about to be portrayed by this hunk of Hollywood sex symbol.
Every girl. Okay.
And I'm going with Ryan motherfucking Gosling. He's about to play Ken in Barbie. Are you out of your mind?
You know what? It's about damn time for Gosling, too.
Yeah. Man. And he was supposed to get it in 2011. Bradley Cooper fucking took it from him. But they think that Ryan Gosling turned it down.
You're doing a whole gray man thing.
Yeah. Look at that.
It's like Evans just won it.
Exactly.
And Gosling gets it.
See? Pass the torch. That's what gray man was.
Damn.
Yeah. Plus, you know, abs for days.
Yeah.
Abs and nice pecs and muscles.
And a great penis.
Yeah.
I love his cute butthole.
What?
He pinches the sweetest.
What if that's what's going to be on the cover? The cover is just a picture of him fucking like holding his ass open. It's just going to be his asshole.
Ryan Gosling as you've never seen before.
Yeah. An in-depth look in Ryan Gosling.
Okay, so we're on to the
next. Look inside Ryan Gosling.
We're on to the next thing.
No. Okay. Oh, man.
We're on to the next
behind
thing.
Ryan Gosling.
So. Now we are at a segment of the show where we're picking
basically what we just did.
The most clever AVN porn title of the year.
Yeah.
AVN award for most clever porn title of the year.
And these, after we each pick ours, I'll read the whole list off just so people can get a sense of what it's up against.
So for the, I did a lot of research into this topic. I watched, you know, a little piece of every snippet of it, you know, at least until I couldn't watch anymore.
I didn't know what Drew's going to pick, and I'm already dreading it.
I'm interested in this now.
James, go on ahead.
So we have nominees from the AVN website. These are the most clever titles for porn of the year. And I'm kind of like, going back and forth between two of them.
So are they.
And so I don't know if I want to do. Fuck. Okay. All right. Fuck. Yeah. This one is the hardest one. It's,
yeah, it is.
That's right. I'm going to go with, and just correct me if I get this wrong, but I'm going to go with, I'm going to butt fuck your firstborn.
That's the one I thought you were going to go with.
I mean, I definitely would have.
It's the devil's pulse. I'm going to butt fuck your firstborn. Oh my God.
It's so aggressive.
I can't believe that that's a porn title.
So aggressive.
I mean, I can believe that that's a porn title.
Oh my God. Oh man. Yeah, this you got I almost got a great one.
I almost told you the one that I was gonna flip flopping with, but I didn't want to ruin it for anybody. Somebody else.
Well, plus you're hoping that one of us doesn't take that one, so that you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Since those are your top two, but yeah.
That's right.
This is incredible. Like, whoever named this one. There's some Drew out there in the world that it's just a porn titler.
It's probably one of those things where they say this line in the movie and they're like, there's the title!
Wait, did we go by Raven and Sheedy?
Oh, I thought we didn't do it because we're doing, like, Same type of thing as last week. Fine. You know what I mean?
We'll do a Raven Sheedy. We can do it after this category.
We'll do it next time. This episode, we're not doing it.
Okay.
We're way past that.
All right.
I just assumed. Maybe that made me an ass.
Yeah, out of you and me.
Well, damn. Hell of a pick.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, what do you think?
James, one more time for the people. What's the title?
I'm going to butt fuck your firstborn.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Drew, right. which kid are you going to butt fuck?
Speaking of assumptions, listen. The key to my heart is her ass, but the key to her heart is in her ass. So, all right, going in.
Yeah, you gotta dig in there.
And apparently, maybe the key to Ryan Gosling's heart
could be the key to her heart is in her ass. Whatever.
The key to her heart is in her ass.
Oh, this is a good one too. Don't miss this one.
Don't sleep on this one.
Yeah, don't sleep on this one.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta really go digging for that key.
It's a very nice lesbian scenario, if you like lesbionic scenarios. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there some like deep diving going on?
I might be minute. Never mind. I'm mistaken this one for another one. There's definitely dick in this one.
I was going to say, it sounds like there's just a lot of ass fucking in it.
I'm mistaking it for a different one that I'll tell after Andy makes his pick.
Okay. Or butt fucking, as Terry Allen would say.
That's right.
Oh, man. So, James, you did the research on all these, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure Karma RX is in that one.
This is a tough category.
God, I wish I would have done this research.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, Andy, what do you got?
All right, the one I'm going to go with, the one that I picked from the jump, it's still there. I'm surprised, but look, man, we all of us loved us some Fabio growing up. And in my head, he did a butter commercial.
He did.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with, I can't believe it's nut butter.
Nut butter.
Oh my goodness. I hope that in this one, they have a long haired gentleman that's dieseled up as the actor. If they don't, they really missed the mark here.
Yeah, they really fucked up.
I like that they add an exclamation point at the end too, like just like just like yeah. the butter.
Yeah. The commercial was a banger back in the day.
Can't believe it's nut butter.
I can't believe it's nut butter.
I really thought Andy was going to go with your granny as my slut now. Which, in all truthfulness, that's not clever at all.
No.
There's nothing clever about that.
I thought that was the worst of the bunch. Because we also have Gyno, What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Gyno, What You,
Gyno,
did,
what
last
you did Last Summer.
Game, Set, Snatch.
Yeah.
So good. The Birds and the Behinds. It's all right. It's
the
all
Birds
right.
and the Behinds.
Oh, this is the one that really all of us should have picked. But
oh, this is a really good one. Yeah.
In space, no one can hear you cream. Like, fantastic. We got The Princess and the D. And one of the most underrated titles here that I thought maybe this had a chance of Drew you taking it. This is Vaginal Tap.
I did like that.
Yeah. I mean, just some awesome work here.
Yeah.
Good work by the porn industry.
In all truthfulness, I'm going to buttfuck your firstborn also is not clever, but it's just so blatant and like that you can't not pick it.
It's just not a sentence you hear every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the most aggressive sentence here. I wouldn't call it the most clever, but it is the most aggressive.
I don't know. Somebody's stealing people's grandmas and making them their sluts now.
That was just as weird. Like, that's like the one album you're like, how the fuck did this make it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, your granny is my slut now. It's just bizarre. But I'm also not into that genre, so.
Yeah.
They're not speaking to me.
All right, Andy. Worst.
I'm proud of you,
movie.
Andy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Razzie for worst film of 2022. I think.
I missed this. I got to figure this out.
I think the hype is here for this movie to really take down just a shit ton of awards. There was a lot of hype into it, and then literally everyone that I saw that watched this shit all over it. So
I will steal this from you if it's what I think you're about to do.
Yeah, I gotta take Morbius.
Oh, I'm stealing it right now.
Oh,
I'm stealing it right fucking now. I got to. It's my, you know what? When I think of worst, this could be my worst movie of all time. That's how much I hated this piece of shit.
Wow.
I went to like 3 movies in theaters this past year. One of them was this piece of shit. Oh my God. You know what? And I'll tell you what. That fucking guy has done it to me for the last time. I'm not even going to say his fucking name. That guy. He's a singer of some stupid shit-ass band. He's a fucking beautiful, fucking flowy-haired fucking guy. Fuck that guy. What's his name?
We're not even going to say it.
I thought you didn't.
You guys to say it. What's his fucking name?
Jared Leto.
Fuck that guy. That's right. Yeah. You know what? Jared Leto has literally, like, pulled the wool over my eyes multiple times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That guy fucks with you. He's like
I feel like he's gonna end up like a Nick Cage where it's like
no.
He's just gonna turn it around.
No, well, Nick Cage
yeah, but
is then,
no, like he'll do like this great one and then this. You know what I mean?
No.
Because I feel like that's kind of way House of Gucci was like, wow, he was like so good and different in that, and then it's like this.
But, dude.
But the fact that,
even Nick Cage's horrible movies, though, you love.
Yeah, but the fact that, like, he has, like, unanimously the worst movie in the DCU and the MCU is fucking impressive.
Like, how stupid. Oh, my God. Look what he did to the Joker. Like, you thought you were going to follow Heath Ledger like that? That's what you thought? Like, you're out of your mind.
He's coming after Star Wars next.
Dude, Jared Leto is, he's a cancer. and I don't like him. I don't.
He's gonna
think
be Han Solo next. Watch.
He better not. He better not. I can't stand Jared Leto.
Oh,
and
man.
You know what? I even kind of like that 30 Seconds to Mars band, but fuck it. I don't even care. I wouldn't care if that catalog was stricken from the books. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I don't think it would change a lot.
Jared Leto. Fuck that guy. All right.
Oh, man.
So anyways, I stole that, Andy. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's a
I lost a steel card.
I think it's gonna win, so I think you got yourself a point.
Yeah,
James won, Andy two, Drew one.
There it is, banger right off the jump. I'm torn here, but I'm gonna go a direction. And this is one of those movies that people were like, why did this get done? Nobody was fucking asking for it. And, you know, it's starring a previous pick for Sexiest Man Alive, Zac Efron. Oh. I'm going to take Firestarter.
Firestarter.
Yeah. That piece of shit that's based on a book. Why do you think it didn't do well?
It's also a remake of another movie, right? With Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
It's based on a Stephen King book.
Yeah.
And it just got I saw so much like vitriol hate for this movie, and so many people that were like, why did this movie get made?
Who played the little girl?
Ryan Drew Barrymore. Kira Armstrong. Yes, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Is it somebody new or something? Is it some new actress?
Yeah, I would imagine, but it's like an 8-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of like young actors. Also.
True. But
it
just got shit all over. I'm not planning on watching it, and I think it's got a good shot at winning a Razzie, so where I'm going.
All right, Firestarter.
Yeah, like they it was literally just like, we're not gonna, like, I feel like they didn't do anything different. They were just like, we're just gonna make the movie again.
Yeah,
but worse.
Yeah,
well, that was that was like that Pet Sematary remake, which was also fucking horrible.
Yeah
but not Jared Leto horrible. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go with a movie that, I feel like it's base material. I feel like you got plenty to work with, and you still shat the bed with it, and I'm going to go Uncharted.
Uncharted. That was my backup.
That's the Tom Holland one, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Like, there's not much to, like, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, video game movies just do not fucking translate. Like, everybody, and this is the problem, like, the opposite of Firestarter. Like, everybody wants to tell their own fucking version of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, just stick to the fucking material that's there.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody wants. Just make a, like, a actual motion picture of what
that is true. We
have to see fucking pixelated.
Yeah. There's probably more shitty video game movies than there are good video game movies.
Oh, it's definitely true, yeah.
I think Silent Hill is the only one that's done anything worthwhile.
Like, is that the only genre?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, Ready Player One.
I was going to say, but that's not, like, based on a video game.
Yeah.
It just has video game stuff in it. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like,
but Doom, besides, bro, like, the Doom.
Besides, like, the kids...
Doom was even shit.
I know.
Besides, like, the kids' versions, which, I mean, even them, some of them aren't great. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I mean, I don't know. That new Mario kind of looks good, but maybe not.
That Mario... See, yeah. I think the Mario is going to be in the same category, like, as Sonic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those Sonic movies are actually legit good.
Yeah.
But I remember it was getting shit on when the trailer came out.
They changed it.
The movies are great. But yeah, there is more overall bad movies than good movies when it comes to video games.
Actually, I think I heard in Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, the shitty Sonic shows up in that movie as like a gag.
I think you're right.
It's
there's
like,
so many.
Oh, the one they had to redo.
The one they it's not the one that's in the movies, but it's the first iteration of him.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
He shows up and says some shit and then leaves.
There's
just so many Easter eggs you won't be able to catch them all.
Yeah,
so it's one that the rewatch is like crazy. You know, just because, like, yeah, there's just a shit ton of Easter eggs, but
I am so glad that I got Morbius, that I stole that from you, because that's like the one thing that I wanted this whole time.
Yeah,
like I want him to crash and burn.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, Ugly Sonic did show up.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, so James with the Courtney Rule.
Yeah, here we go. Courtney Rule. I thought we had an extra category, but I was wrong, so it is me. But here we go. So for Super Bowl winner, I guess I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Okay.
I mean, they got so much momentum, especially with DeMar Hamlin. Like,
Yeah.
For World Series winner, I don't know. Baseball's like not even going right now, right?
Nope.
No.
I guess
just go with one of the teams with a major payroll.
I'm gonna go with the New York Yankees.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. Just because I feel like Aaron Judge, you know, broke some records. Now maybe the rest of the team is gonna get a hair up their ass to like get some shit going, you know what I mean? And like
they've had a good off season too, so.
Okay. All right, and then this one is very tough for me because there are a lot of good teams in the NBA right now, like a lot.
Shit ton, yeah.
Like even the Nets are fucking going off right now. Celtics are going off right now. But there's two other teams that I'm kind of battling back and forth on.
Yeah, this was the toughest one for me.
Damn it, dude. One of the, like, I really feel like one of these teams could go all the way. Or, I'm gonna go with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Ooh, you were off the board a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with.
I like that.
Yeah, I just think CJ McCollum is so fucking good. And even when Zion's on the bench, like, and when Zion is out on the floor, they're just fucking, oh my God. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's what we're going to go with. Plus, Brandon Ingram is still hurt right now, too. So, once he gets healthy by the end of the season, fucking
it. I like it a lot. Yeah. I like it a lot.
All right, Drew.
All right. Well, I'm going to go, what's first, football, go Birds. Going to go the Eagles again. I picked them last year. See if they can do it this year.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They got a good chance.
Yeah. They like, to me, it's a good thing they got that fucking loss out of the way, you know? So,
yeah.
It's always a plus, 'cause it's a lot harder to fucking do it when you also have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Man, I might go Philly here, but see, this is the tough one for me because I know this is the thing I know about.
Yeah.
You know what? No, Philly. You know, I'm gonna go. No. Yeah, fuck it, the Phillies. I think they've done a lot of good stuff over the offseason too. So,
okay,
all right.
There's like a couple teams that have really improved, and that's definitely one of them.
Who's the best Phillies player? Bryce Harper? Is that a Phillies guy?
Yeah,
Harper. Phillies guy. Yeah.
But
they did just sign somebody else. I think I just.
Yeah, they signed. Well, I know they just got fucking Detroit's closer, but but that was like the one this week. But they got they've added a couple people this year. I won't give it away because somebody else has to go. But my heart tells me it's somewhere else. My money can't ride on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what? Fuck it. Boston. Boston Celtics.
Okay. That's a really good pick.
That's who I was picking. Yeah. That's who I was going to pick. Ah. All right.
All right, Andy.
Well, Drew got me on two of them.
Oh.
Damn, he got you on two.
Well, you guys both did. I kind of had a 1A, 1B with Buffalo and Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
For NFL. But it's so hard to go with a rookie quarterback. It's the only thing that's holding me back from San Francisco. So I guess in that sense, I'm going to go Kansas City.
Safe bet.
Yeah, I'll play it safe here. I'm going to get wild on this next one, though.
All right.
Because this is a team that if they get some momentum, they're going to be a whole lot of fun to root for, even though I'm not like a huge baseball guy. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and go with the Mets.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
they've put a lot of money into that team. If they still can't do it, like.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember my buddy Jimmy J. Knox from the grave sent me a meme after they signed Verlander, and he said it was like this fake quote. It was like, I just wanted to go play where I don't have to worry about the stresses of October baseball.
Nice.
But yeah, they added Carlos Correa, which is huge, and like you know whose lineup is going to be scary is the fucking Padres. But I feel like the Braves might fucking have it again.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the Braves.
Just because, like, they're just one of those teams that's, like, under the radar and just, like, you know what I mean? It's like it's the people who put money into it almost never pays off.
You know what's weird to me?
What's that?
And I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like a lot of times teams will match the city, right? Like, the city vibe, the team kind of goes with it. Philly sports, you know, all that kind of stuff, like all that. To me, for whatever reason, the Atlanta Braves are very weird in comparison to Atlanta, the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't feel like they match together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's so weird to me. Like, I remember, like, I'm like, Atlanta? Even, like, back in the day when I was a kid, and, like, I didn't like Atlanta, but the Braves or whatever. But, like, I just remember people, like, being Braves fans, and, like, they would also be into, like, Garth Brooks and country music. And I'm like, Atlanta? Yeah. Like, you know what
I'm saying? Georgia,
that's
what's
weird. Like, until, like, you think about it, until 94, like, Atlanta was like the team of the South. Like,
right.
There was
all of the South. No Marlins, no Rays.
Dude, I used to wear an Atlanta Braves hat when I was a kid.
Like essentially, and even like DC wasn't there. So you think like basically from Baltimore to fucking Kansas City, like that's all Braves country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's a huge chunk of the country.
Yeah. It's so bizarre to me. Like, it was always just weird to me because the team didn't feel like they matched the city to me. But all right, and then for my NBA winner, God, do I do it again? No. I'm gonna go.
You know what? Let's just say that city does not match its the state.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of truth there. I'm going to go. He's out for a month. Do I do it? Kyrie could say something fucking stupid.
See, that's why I didn't go with the Nets either, just because, like, there's just too many questions. Like, they're doing good right now, but Like, any hiccup, any sneeze could happen.
Andy, I feel like I just heard you say, like, a week or two ago, don't ever put money on the Nets.
You know what? I'm going to go Milwaukee.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go Milwaukee.
All right, the Bucks.
It's kind of a more of a safer bet, but I truly think Boston's going to win it all.
Yeah. I mean, I still think the Grizzlies even have a strong...
It's wide open in the West. That's why I didn't take a West team, because I think it's going to be a harder battle for whoever comes out of the West.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like whoever comes out in the East is going to have a really good shot at it.
Boston is definitely...
Each other up.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum is a fucking beast, dude. That guy is fucking legit.
Yep. Sorry, Justin, I didn't take the Suns. Sorry, Wes, I didn't take the Blazers. Sorry, Drew, I didn't take the Hornets.
I know, man. I was...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I almost did, you know?
I know you're a CLT head, so...
I am.
Yeah. But, ooh, look at that. That is a pretty card right there.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's... That's the predictions for 2023. You know, since we skipped over Raven Sheedy, just quickly, do you guys have anything over the last couple weeks? Just because, you know, feel like
we haven't done one in like a month.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should save whatever you have for next week, and we do a bucket.
I'll forget.
You know what's funny? Blowout Raven Sheedy.
All right.
Is I actually like... I had to go back and listen to see if I've mentioned my fucking, but I think I only talked about it in person. But like, cause I was like, wait, did I bring this up on the podcast? I'm like, oh no, we haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause we didn't do it during the draft game either. So.
Yep. I'm going to break the rules here. Everybody watch the menu.
All right, fine. And check out Ghosts on CBS Paramount Plus.
Yeah, the menu was fucking fire.
Stay tuned to next week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Sanctity of the fucking draft, asshole.
Damn. Damn.
See, Andy got me fucking twisted. Damn. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah.
I wish I was strong like you.
Oh,
like Trey Keith Sweat over here. I got you.
Trey,
so twisted.
Trey Turner. That's who the Phillies got.
Okay.
No.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, it's a biggie for sure.
Damn. Well, James, you want to read them off?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, for Album of the Year, Andy's pick was Beyonce's Renaissance, Drew's pick was Lizzo's Special, and James's pick was Harry Styles' Harry's Penis. And for Best Movie, Andy picked RRR, Drew picked The Banshees of Irishmen, and James picked Top Gun's Penis. For Best Movies, Kids' Choice Awards. This is Kids' Choice Awards Best Movie. Andy picked Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Drew picked Blue's Big City Adventure. And James picked Chippendale's Rescue Penis. And for Best TV Drama / Emmy. Well, this is an Emmy for Best TV Drama. Andy's pick was The White Lotus. Drew's pick was The Crown. And James's pick was House of the Dragons... Penis.
These balls across your face.
For People's Sexiest Man Alive, Andy picked Jonathan Majors, Drew picked Zac Efron, and James picked Ryan Gosling's
jacked
penis. And for
Ryan Gosling's butthole.
For the AVN Clever Title of the Year, Drew picked I Can't Believe It's Nut Butter.
No.
Andy picked,
I Can't Believe It's Nut Butter. Drew picked, The Key to Her Heart is in Her Ass. And James picked, I'm Gonna Butt Fuck Your Firstborn. Penis.
I think the key to her heart is in her ass was what my advice to Andy's kid.
For Worst Movie Razzie, Andy picked Firestarter. Drew picked Uncharted. And James picked Morbius. I don't even have to say penis on that one because it's
Morbius is a euphemism for penis.
That's right. Yeah. So honorables, Super Bowl winner, Andy picked the Kansas City Chiefs. Drew picked the Philadelphia Eagles. James picked the Buffalo Bills. World Series, Andy picked the New York Mets. Drew picked the Philadelphia Phillies. And James picked the New York Yankees. And finally, for the NBA winners, Andy picked the Milwaukee Bucks. Drew picked the Boston Celtics. And James picked the New Orleans Pelicans.
Bam.
Boom.
I feel like we're going to get way more right than we did last year.
I think so too. Yeah.
I feel really good about this year's picks.
Well, nobody picked Poopy Susie this time, so.
That's true.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That Much was a category chagrin. We had no shot at.
Yeah.
Drew had just as good of a shot with Poopy Susie as whatever me and you picked.
Yeah, that's true.
Like.
Yeah, hey, I got to say what the fucking person of the year is. So.
Yeah,
I got 30%. I predicted 30% of the outcome of 2022. That's pretty fucking crazy.
It is.
It is. I'll say this. I think maybe as we get closer, we did three, but I think the research and the way we talk about these gentlemen really uplifts them. I wouldn't mind doing a whole draft on potential candidates for sexiest man of the year.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh.
I think that's a good idea. Or even if we did a bracket of all the sexiest men.
Mm.
I feel like we kind of did that. With.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm saying the actual sexiest men candidates. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were saying the actual winners. All the award winners.
That's what I'm saying.
We pit them against each other.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how many winners there have been.
I mean,
yeah. Like, was James Dean winning it back in the day?
There's got to be like 64, right? At this point,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
There's been sexy men for way longer than 64 years.
That is true.
You know,
but not for people.
34 guys, starting in 1985 with Mel Gibson.
So I can do a. Ooh, okay. I can do a 32 and then a fucking two team play in.
There you go.
I like it. I like it.
Mel Gibson.
Or what if we just went. Well, that would be what? 21, 27, 7, 7, 21, 30 years.
This is such good podcasting.
It's such
we could podcast. Do the draft because we could literally pick. You know, 30 guys with honorable mention. There's been 34 named.
Oh, damn. There you go.
So, oh, yeah.
Don't that's be one draft. Of the four that's left out.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, you know
Mel
what?
Gibson.
That's right, Mel.
Mel Gibson. Was Alec Baldwin one?
Yeah. Four guys, though, have won twice.
Yeah, but oh, I think okay. 34 is no, like.
30 people. So everybody would get picked.
No, okay. I think. What year does it go back to? I think that includes the doubles.
Okay. All 34 guys. You're right. Yeah. 1985.
Yeah. Hell yeah, guys. Hey, loves you, bitch. Stay cool.